Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the manager of the Jamestown branch of Orphan Grain Train. Alyssa Rosen is joining us. And Alyssa, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking time to join us here on Let's Talk About It. Now, we had Alyssa on back in 2015, and I thought it would be great to have her come back on and tell us what Orphan Grain Train has been doing. And maybe for those who were unaware of what Orphan Grain Train was doing or who they are, Alyssa, you're here today and you can tell us a little bit more about that, right?
Yeah, I can. Do you want me to start back?
How did this start?
Orphan Grain Train itself is a nonprofit humanitarian aid organization. It's essentially, like, to break it down to its people, you have things. There are people who need things, and mm-hmm. we're the medium in between that gets that to them.
Awesome.
We're all volunteers. We have one small office in Norfolk, Nebraska, where it all began. They help us out with logistics, paperwork, you know, navigating the whole world of shipping and stuff like that. Otherwise, like, I don't get paid. Nobody else gets paid. It's all volunteer, and that's the best way.
It's amazing. Absolutely. And being volunteer, you guys when we had you come on, actually, you got your physical location in 2015, but you've been working kind of in the area since 2014, right?
Correct. Yep. Awesome. August of 2014.
August of 2014.
Yep.
Perfect. So Orphan Grain Train, like you said, they're kind of that medium. And we have to specify there is no train involved necessarily.
There is no train. No, it's just people power.
So now inform us a little bit, since it is volunteer, obviously it's a little difficult to be there every single day, but you do have some days of operation.
We do. We have stuck to Mondays, 9 to noon, and then also Saturdays, 9 to noon. So those are our days. We do. There's occasions where there's groups that want to come in and do other stuff. So we'll open it up because we don't want to turn anybody down. If you want to come help, sure. By all means, we will. We'll do our best to accommodate that. So
absolutely. Again, Alyssa Rosen joining us, manager of Orphan Grain Train of the Jamestown branch. So how do you guys decide where you want to focus your efforts? I mean, obviously, you probably get requests for help all the time.
Yeah, and like we were talking a little earlier, like, you just look around and there's just so much everywhere going on, and you can't help everybody, so you have to focus. You do your part where you can, and you hope others will come along and fill in the gaps where you know there's. So we were told about this guy who's been helping out in Liberia, and we really loved his mission, helping schools and kids over there. They don't have things. They don't have books. They don't have. I mean, they're getting them, and we're going to send them.
Right, that's what you're there for.
Yeah, that's what we're there for. Yeah. So he's one of the first that we've heard about. Our branch previous had been working with Liberia, so when we took over this in 2014, we wanted to continue that momentum and to continue to support that as well.
And since you've been doing that, Alyssa, I'm sure you've provided a number of things to the schools and students over there, right?
Yep, we have desks, food, we've done school supplies, like books we were talking about here too. We have lots and lots of books that are going to be coming here soon. We have another load that's hopefully this spring we'll have everything assembled. We've got like 262 boxes of books packed right now. Which is just so much.
It's a lot of books.
And it's not even like we have so many more to pack. It's going to be never ending. We've got 330 boxes of meals, and like within each box, gosh, I wish I knew exactly, but they're in each packet, there's like 6 meals per packet.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, it adds up fast.
For sure.
What's in those boxes? I think it's like 50 meal packs.
Per box.
Per box, 6 meals per pack.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, it's like.
That really adds up.
It really adds up. So we're really, really excited to get this one off and going. So.
Perfect. Very good. So Orphan Grain Train operating in Jamestown since 2004, helping Liberia. That's kind of going to be the focus for a while.
For this one, yep. Yeah. We did this summer. We got to ship off to Moldova.
Wow.
That was another one we got to help out on top of Liberia. We've also done stuff with reservations within the state. And down in McLaughlin, South Dakota, we were able to take a load down to the reservation down there.
Awesome.
There have been a few occasions just within town, different organizations that said, hey, do you have this? There's somebody that needs this. So we've been able to work with them to meet some needs here even. So it's fun. So
wow, it helps out a bunch of people.
It helps out a lot of people.
So then the other big question that comes out of this, Alyssa, obviously being a volunteer organization, what's the main thing that you guys are typically looking for? Volunteers? Are you looking for donations? What's
kind of, to be honest, right now, just volunteers. Like, it seems like we live in a world that's just here in the United States of abundance. There's always things. But getting people to come and to make it happen can be a struggle sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm happy to say we've got a good solid crew, both Mondays and usually Saturdays. So, I mean, we keep plugging along. And we've had great development with University of Jamestown. Between like the coaches and students and staff and faculty. I mean, we just had that Martin Luther King Day volunteer day down there. Yeah. It was fantastic. You know, we got like 5 to 6 an hour type of thing, but it was good. Like, you know, you just keep plugging along and
Perfect. So if, again, Alyssa Rosen joining us here on Let's Talk, if an individual doesn't have time to volunteer, what's another way they can help out Orphan Grain?
Definitely by bringing donations. Also monetary, like it costs money to ship. Yes. So, you know, you get all this stuff, but then if you don't have the money to ship it anywhere,
then it
just sits there. We don't want that to happen. So,
right.
So yeah, those are the big, it's either yourself come and help volunteer, bring the stuff or bring the money to help ship it. So.
Perfect. So let's talk a little bit about Mercy Meals. These are a little bit different than the meal packaging event that you hear from the Kiwanis Club, but they still serve the same purpose.
They still serve the same purpose. We work with Mercy Meals. And like, again, you said, it's like Kids Against Hunger, the meal packets. The difference between them and like Kids Against Hunger, for instance, is that you don't have to pay for the shipping. You're paying for the product only. And then Orphan Grain Train picks up the shipping part of it type of thing. So we really work together in that. So you can really you can pack more meals in essence.
Yeah, right.
For the money that you're
And it's a continual thing, too. It's not a one-day packaging event.
No, we just had, I wish I could get the number. She just went to Bismarck yesterday and she said this was the biggest event that they did over there. And I'll be eager to find out what those numbers are.
That's totally fine. But if it's the biggest, that's huge, regardless.
It's just fun because it's been a lot of smaller church groups that, you know, wanted to do stuff. And that's the thing, too. We can cater to smaller groups, you know, like no group is really too small in essence.
Yeah.
That, you know, because we want to provide that opportunity. It provides awareness and, all kinds of things.
That's amazing. It really is. Orphan Grain Train doing some great things. And again, you guys are really in charge of getting it from here to there. That's kind of the part of it. So, Alyssa, if anybody has questions, they want to contact you, they want to ask about volunteering, donating, and what your guys' mission is or anything like that, what are a couple ways they can get a hold of you?
You can go to the website, which is www.ogt.org. And then if you go /ND, you will find us because we're part of a greater web.
There's
like 24 other branches throughout the United States. So we're just, we're the North Dakota branch type of thing. So that's pretty fun. You can also send me an email, ndogt9@gmail.com.
Okay.
Or you can give me a call. My number is 701-368-1456.
So. 456. Perfect. Couple ways to get a hold of Alyssa if you have questions about Orphan Grain Train or anything like that. Alyssa, is there anything else you wanted to throw out there? We covered pretty much everything, but...
Yeah. No, I guess back to Mercy Meals. If someone is interested in doing that, we can get you the contact information for the lady who's in charge and running that wonderful operation as well. And I can give that to you. Maybe you can post that online
Absolutely,
or something like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I don't have it right off. I don't have all her numbers memorized.
For sure. Yep. Well, I mean, either way, like you said, though, anything helps.
Yes.
I mean, really,
yeah,
that's
it
where
does.
It's at. So,
yep.
Alyssa, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thanks for having me back.